Blog Talk Radio.
From it. I ain't hear nothing you said. Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but that's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Hey, you sexy bees. You guys know what time it is. It's time for Real Talk with Miss B. And I've got my co-host, Greg, out of the OKC. What's up, Greg?
How you doing, Miss B? Having a good weekend?
I'm doing good. I did something for myself for once. And when I say for myself, I drove to this store. It's called Harry and David. I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but it's one of those little fancy stores that they have in outlet malls and stuff. Well, Harry and David sells like all these different relishes and jams and, you know, stuff for frilly people who throw parties, not like us. But they're the store that, you know what, I call them like the mini Costco, but without all the aisles because they're strictly food. They're nothing but food. So they always have, like whenever I go in there, there's like always samples. They have I have to look at it. I don't have the bottle in front of me, but it's a relish that you mix with cream cheese. And, oh, my God, you could gain about 20 pounds off of it. But they sell all these different spreads. More so, they sell a whole lot of stuff, but the thing that they're, like, really known for is this, again, let me go get it before I mess up the name of it. But they're known for this, but I went and I get their emails because I do like their stuff. And I do buy it. I mean, this is like the fancy football game stuff. You know, this is not what you had served to the regular folks who come to football games, but you know them folks who think that they got to have hors d'oeuvres and stuff. And they're too fancy to actually eat a sandwich and drink a beer. This is like that stuff that you would feed them. Or when you go to a cocktail party, that type of stuff, the different spreads and dips. But they had a sale this weekend, and they did not honor the sale online. But they also give a military discount, and they also give a AAA discount. But these discounts you can only get in the store. So I drove the 45, 50 miles, whatever it is, from my house to the store. And when I did a little bit of shopping, and I did that for myself, and then we all know that I'm getting ready to be incapacitated for a couple of weeks, and I saw this bookstore called Book Warehouse, and I went in there, almost lost my mind. I love Walter Mosley, and it's been a while since I've really bought books, and with everything I've had going on, I just haven't had the time to read, and I know that this is going to give me a little bit of time to read when I'm incapacitated. So I walked past this store, and what do they have in the window? Walter Mosley. And I say this because anybody who don't know who Walter Mosley is, he's a mystery writer, but he is President Clinton's favorite author, and he's African-American. And I say that because most stores, I don't care, unless it is a store that specializes in African-American books, you do not normally walk past the window of a store and see a African-American author in the window unless it's Michelle Obama, okay? You're not going to see a author like this in their window display. And that's what really caught my attention because what I saw was one of his books. So I went in there. The place is called Book Warehouse, for anybody who wants to know. I guess they're like all over the country. This is the first one that I've seen here in Michigan, but I got three books for $20. And these books are normally $17, $18 a piece. So I was happy.
Wow.
I was just ecstatic. So that's what I did. I mean, like I said, I did that for myself. That was what I did yesterday. And I've had a really good weekend. I really haven't done a whole lot. The time change has really thrown me off, so I'm adjusting to that. And since the weather has no clue what it's going to do, I'm adjusting with that also. And talking about the weather, The entire VSAC Dark family, including myself, sends the condolences out to the people in Tennessee. For the people who lost family members in that horrific tornado that hit in the middle of the night, you know, our prayers go out to you. You know, there's nothing that anybody could do about that, you know, and all I could do is say my prayers are with you, you know. A tornado is something that you cannot prepare for when you're asleep. That's just plain and simple.
No.
And in Michigan, the one thing they talked about, and for anybody to say, well, I'm going to say Michigan with tornado, it's because we do get tornadoes here. But one of the things that they talked about after that tornado, and I'm saying this because I'm advocating this for people to go and do it. I did it years ago. Weather radios. I know we all have our computers, we have our cell phones, but the weather radio is the one thing that they really push them big here in Michigan. And I know why they push them big, because that weather radio, I can tell you when anything happens, you do not know how many times that they have had a severe thunderstorm warning in the middle of the night, and that radio will send the most piercing sound throughout your house if you have it set. And I have mine set. I need to go change the batteries, even though it's plugged up in the wall. I probably need to put new batteries in it, because I don't know when, so that's my change to batteries. But I can tell you the weather radio is the one thing. Please, if you don't spend $30 on nothing else, and I'm sure every community does the same thing they do here in Michigan. If you watch the news, I'm sure your broadcasters are talking about the weather radios, and somebody's store somewhere is giving a discount on these stores and helping set them up. And if they're not, still go get one. I mean, they reemphasized it here in Michigan. Weather radio month, I think, is coming up in April here, so they'll be doing it again. I bought my weather radio. Oh, God. It's been almost 10 years since I bought mine, and I can tell you that it is an investment that I am very happy about. I say that not because I've been in any natural disasters, but severe thunderstorm warnings that come in the middle of the night or whatever, and you're at home, that's a sound you can't ignore. I don't even have the weather radio in my bedroom. If I did, I would probably lose my mind. It is actually in my living room. And when I tell you that piercing noise that it makes, it overrides everything. And the alarm that comes through the weather radio comes before the alarm on your cell phone. Because we can't always count on our cell phones to send that alarm in the middle of the night. But that weather radio definitely will send it. Just then you know.
Yeah.
I want to clarify something that I said last week. I thought hard about it, and it's been weighing on my mind. We had a caller last week, and he said something about putting hands on women. And I said, well, if she puts your hands on you, let me clarify this. There is never a reason for a man to put his hands on a woman. When I say if she puts her hands on you, you restrain her from hurting you further, but you do not lay your hands on her as far as hurting her. And I want to clarify that, because I don't want anybody to hear, you know, the previous show and say all of a sudden that I am condoning men putting their hands on women. I am not. And I wanted to get that clear, because I know if it's set on my mind really hard throughout the week, I can imagine a number of people who listened to that show and was like, damn, I can't believe she said that. So I wanted to clarify that and get that out there, because that really weighed heavy on me. And I wanted to get that clarification that I do not condone men putting their hands on women. I do condone men restraining women who are trying to hurt them. But putting your hands on a woman as far as hurting her the way that the caller described, I do not condone. Now, let's get to the big talk of the day. Today,
what about
for anybody who
go ahead?
Today is International Women's Day. The NHL did something that they have never done in history. They had an all-women broadcast team, the producers, the whole I forget which game it is. I did not see the game, so I cannot tell you who was playing. I remember them talking about it, and they made a point to make this announcement a few times to let me know that this was going to happen today. But I wanted to say, you know, as a woman, why do we need a day? Why do we have, you know, this goes back to just like, why do we need Black History Month? Why do we need a day? You know, women should be celebrated every single day, just like African American history is every day, Irish history is every day, everybody's history is every day. But this tells you how far we come and how far we still have to go when we have to set a day aside to celebrate women in the world. And I'm glad that it's International Women's Day. But men, if you know a woman, don't say, hey, first of all, do not treat this like Mama's Day and go Mother's Day and go buy somebody some flowers, okay? This is not what that's about. If a man, and thank God no man has bought me flowers or anything, you know, today, but this is about the strength and the accomplishments of women and the things that women are able to do. Broadcasters, look at the number of journalists we have. Look at the number of meteorologists we have. And I say that because back in the day, it used to be the weather girl. She didn't have no education. She was just a pretty girl to sit there and point on at a board. Women are now meteorologists. Dylan Dreyer,
yep,
for NBC, she's out on maternity leave. But Janisa Webb, who does the early morning, yeah, I know y'all are like, who is this? I'm an NBC watcher, you guys. So, Janisa Webb, she's on early today, a lot of mornings, and that comes on at 4:30 in the morning. We've got some Black meteorologists here in Detroit, but also the female sportscasters, Erin Andrews. Let's keep it real. Erin Andrews probably set the way for a lot of female sportscasters. And there have been women who came before her, but she's like one of the most famous. So how many female doctors do we have out there? You know, these are accomplishments that, yeah, we've come a long way, but we've got a long way to go. There are still people who look at women who work in construction and say, oh, you need me to pick that up for you? These are women who could probably lift more than some of these men who are building buildings, the female architects, the female plumbers.
Oh, yeah.
The female HV people, the female mechanics.
Heavy equipment operators. I know one of them. And truck drivers, same thing. So she can drive the equipment to the job site and then work to whatever. You got to think, too, you know, it's been in all the news as far as astronauts, you know.
Yeah.
And most of the women astronauts are from the United States. Hello?
Yes. But let's not forget the hidden figures from NASA. Those women who helped put the astronauts on the moon.
Yes.
Dear Catherine, who passed away. I can't remember her last name, so I'm saying Dear Catherine, but
yes.
You know, they were
recognized. Yep, there was one that passed away recently.
Yes, and she was 102 years old. So the accomplishments of women, you know. And if you notice, I didn't just mention all African-American women. I mentioned a number of women in a lot of different fields of all nationalities that I can remember. There are more out there that I don't even know about, okay? There are too many to remember. But one day is not enough. But I will take the one day. As a female veteran, as one of the female veterans who fought for female veterans to get medical care, I love the fact that I was one of the first who said, hey, I came home from a war, but I can't go to the VA. I don't know how many people realize that up until the early 2000s, the VA really didn't want to see female veterans. If you need to get a GYN examination, you had to go to a private hospital. So you still needed health insurance. Anything that was female related, the VA was not seeing you, honey. As a female veteran, I can attest to that. No, you cannot get birth control.
I did not know that.
You cannot. When I came home from when I got the military in 1991, the VA was not servicing female veterans with their female needs. Now, if you need to see a psychiatrist, you go to the VA. You can see the VA for eye problems or anything that was female related. They did not do us. They would not see us.
Wow.
We did not start getting female care until the late 90s, early 2000s.
Wow.
And it's gone through a number of changes. It's gone from where they had a woman's clinic. Then they got these BS general practitioners. I mean, they've gone through a lot, and the changes are still going on with female veterans. But for the female veterans who are listening and say, oh, well, I go to the VA, I've never had a problem. That's right, baby. You know why you go? Because the females like me fought for you to be able to go have your female problems, for you to get your IUD and your birth control. For you to, the only thing they still don't do, which I would want not to have my baby at the VA. I'm just going to keep it clear. They do not deliver babies. And I don't know if they do the pregnancies. You know, I don't know if you see a GYN for your entire pregnancy. I think they probably send you to an obstetrician, which is a doctor that females and obstetricians, you know, while you're pregnant.
Mm.
But, you know, this is a special day. And it's not just, this is International Women's Day. But I don't know how people know that this is National Women's Month. And that's the entire month of March. And you will see throughout this country different things and different companies. A lot of companies celebrate it with a day or observation or something. Some companies recognize their female employees for accomplishments they've done. I said it wholeheartedly because in 2004, 2005, that day job I have recognized me. I actually started crying because they talked about all the stuff I do in the community. And I just sat there because, for one, I didn't realize that I was going to be recognized. And when my name was sent up, you know, my supervisor asked me, hey, what do you do? I know you do this. And when you hear somebody else speak of what you do, you're like, damn, I do a lot. And I can say wholeheartedly, I've really, really cut back on my community service and the things that I've do since then because I've advanced so much. I haven't been able to do what I wanted to, but I'm still a big advocate. I'm big on voters' rights. I'm big on voters' registration. Ooh, speaking of that, I got to talk about that because that was something that teed me off. So I'm going to change the subject real quick. I was standing in line the weekend before Fat Tuesday. We had here this thing, this raspberry punchki vodka that was on sale. And every state has this. You know, you have people go around, they ask for signatures. They want you to sign to get something on the ballot. And I may have said this on the show, but I'm going to reiterate this. Let me tell you something. If you ask me to sign something to get it on a ballot and I want to get additional information and I say, hey, can I take a picture of this so I can go to the website and you tell me no, but you still mean sign? First of all, if you want me to sign something to get put on the ballot, I just don't sign shit. And let me make some clear to you black people, because I was in Detroit when this happened. When you walk through a line, do not play on the fact that you think most black people are ignorant and uneducated. Because when you come upon a person like me who wants to know what you want me to sign for, and I'm asking you questions and you're telling me where I can go, and I say, well, hey, can I take a picture of this because you have the website on here? And you tell me, no, you messed with my job. Fuck you, bitch. You won't get no more signatures in this line. And all them white people heard me. And because of that, he did not get any signatures on the line, so he probably got farther back. On top of that, if you really are trying to get something on a ballot and you need a number of signatures from registered voters, don't pay the fucking crack addict to go through the damn line. or the motherfucker who's doing this as a side hustle. Get somebody who knows the damn initiative and has a passion for what you want on the ballot. Because when you start paying people to put shit on ballots and to go get these signatures, guess what? You're going to get your signatures voided. Because you're going to get people who are going to sign, not their legal name, and you're going to get signatures voided. Is this what you want? Marijuana got on the ballot here in Michigan because the people who truly believed in it went and got signatures. I was never approached. I don't know where they got the signatures from. But I know they got them, and they got the signatures to get it on the ballot. Because those signatures, it's not just a signature. They have to go, and they will verify against the polls, you know, the registered voters. So guess what? They got enough registered voters to get it on the ballot. Now recreational marijuana is legal in the state of Michigan. I know, I have no clue what that thing was that guy wanted me to sign because he was being an asshole. But guess what? If you want the signatures, you have to have, if you're not going to allow people to take a picture of the website information because they're in a line, because they're not going to sign something, then give the people that you're giving this to pamphlets to give out to educate people. Because you're going to come across a lot of assholes like me who want to know. Period. What you think about that,
yep.
Greg?
No, that's true.
I mean, if I'm going to sign something, Molly, I definitely want to know the history about it. You better know your knowledge of it and try and sell me to sign that petition. You know, we've had two or three tries at getting enough signatures approved for recreational marijuana here in Oklahoma, and they just can't get it. We've got medical, but, yeah, it's the people I think are like that. They're just getting anybody, hey, will you go and get these signatures here and stand all day and, you know, talk, you know, say it. And they don't even have a fucking clue what they're talking about. So,
or don't
yeah.
have a passion. And
yeah.
believe me, if I need 500,000 signatures, yes, one person is going to be hard. But what you do is you get people in there and say, hey, this is what I'm trying to do. Will you go out and collect signatures for me? You could go on Facebook now and get people and you could say, hey, meet me here and I'll give you all the information. And will you take these out? Then you have to report back here by this date.
Yep.
You will get people believing your cause to do it.
Oh, yeah.
But when you pay some motherfucker $10 and $11 an hour or so much money per signature, you're not going to get what you really need because these people are looking for lines. I mean, I was in a long-ass line. I mean, it was like I was at the welfare office. But I was in, first of all, if I'm in line to buy liquor, motherfucker, do you really think that I'm standing here worrying about some fucking ballot initiative if you're not talking to me right? You know?
Yep.
And you're going to get the loud me. I'm very verbal when it comes down to that, especially when I'm approached by black people. Because the fact that you would play on the fact that I'm black and you're black and think I'm going to sign, you've lost your fucking mind. Period. The nerve of you. And then you think if you get my signature, oh, well, all the white people will follow me. Well, guess what? All the white people follow me because my bitch ass cussed you out and told you I wouldn't sign this shit because you wouldn't let me see what it was. So how about that?
Yep.
Excuse me, but you came upon the educated system, you know, and I'm a political science major. I want to know. That's why here in the state of Michigan, now we all have the option to do permanent absentee ballots. I am, like, I've already filled out my ballot for Tuesday's election because I sat back on it, but there was another ballot initiative on there, which was for our art museum. And they're asking ahead of time for more money for this millage. Well, for one, I know what the Detroit Institute of Arts gives to the children. And I'm willing to pay my taxes for some things, okay? And when you're telling me that everybody in the county is allowed to go to the museum for free. Now, there is a membership, like if you want access to like certain exhibits and stuff, but when you're doing free field trips for children to learn about art, something that we forget, that's part of our culture. You know, you need to learn about art and the different exhibits. When you're still doing this, they're doing free field trips for the children to come to the Art Institute. So they asked us to increase the millage before it expires so that they continue because they were in dire straits of having gone bankrupt. Well, they've been pulled out of it, and I personally believe that since I got a chance to read the ballot initiative, I was like, okay, you're not asking for the money now. You're asking for the millage end, for when it ends in 3 years, for us to already have it approved so you don't have that gap in it, which makes sense. So if I'm already paying this money, you're not asking for an increase. You're not asking for more money. You're asking for the same amount of money that you currently are getting. You're just asking for it to continue for another 10 years. Guess what? Since I read it, I understood it, I agreed with it. Yes, I agree. Since I'm already paying in my taxes, you're not doing an increase in the taxes. You want to just do a continuation. Guess what? I voted for the first one. I voted for this one. And the state of Michigan, I commend you for that. Was one of the initiatives that was put on the ballot a few years ago. We have transparency now in the state of Michigan. We have same-day voter registration, which means that you don't have to wait 30 days. If you don't register 30 days before ahead of time, you can't vote. So we will probably have a larger voter turnout. You have people like myself who have decided to be a permanent absentee voter. The reason why I did that is because I like the idea of being able to get that ballot and actually read what's on there. I don't know how many people go to the polls and have no clue what these doggone things are on the ballot, and all they know is one person, but they have no clue about nothing else. This allows the voters to be more educated with us having the internet now. This allowed me to go and look up stuff. And when November comes out and they've got 5 million things on the ballot along with the presidential candidates, guess what? I will probably have my ballot in a week before the election. Why? Because I will have taken the time. I have taken the time to read it and understand it, you know, everything else. And people call it early voting or whatever. Either way, I think it's a great thing. And I don't think anybody, and I want to put this out there, states like Alabama and Florida, any state that says a convicted felon cannot vote, I have a problem with you. And I'm going to say this. When felons get out of prison, they still have to pay their taxes. They still have to adhere to the laws. They still have to do everything else everybody else do. So who the fuck are you to tell a person because they've made a mistake in their life that they no longer have a say in shit else that goes on? What the fuck gives you the right to tell a person that? Because you could be that person one day. You could be that person one day who made a mistake. So when you tell a person, hey, we still want your taxes, we still want you to follow all the laws, but guess what? You have no saying who the fuck represents you. You have no saying nothing that goes on around you or anything. You're wrong. And I think that's another way to keep minorities down, because remember these laws were put in place because you had so many black people in prison and coming out of prison. It was there to hold back poor people and black people, because the states that have these fucked up laws are southern states. I know that I want to say Alabama or Florida are the two states that might be more, but those are the two that I'm currently aware of. And if I'm wrong on one of those states, I apologize. But I still think it's fucked up.
Most states. I think most states have that law.
Michigan
doesn't. I don't know if it's a federal. Michigan does not.
It's not a federal law. It's not a federal law because the northern states, the northern states, most northern states don't have it. Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, anything north of the Mason-Dixon line doesn't have it. To my knowledge, the majority of the states north of the Mason-Dixon line does not have it.
Yeah, Oklahoma does have it to where felons cannot vote. That's a shame, big time. because, I mean, I know one guy I work with is, quote, a convicted felon, but never did jail time because of the, it was aggravated, what, DUI or something like that. It's like, okay.
Again, but again, you're telling
something
this
stupid
person they don't have. So why the fuck would somebody stay in Oklahoma? If you're a convicted felon, why the fuck would you stay in Oklahoma? I'm just being honest. You ain't got to stay in shit that
yep.
goes on. Go to the state where you got to stay. Okay, I got Randy, and I got a little heated. Let me bring Randy on. Because I do want to talk about the combine. Hey, Randy.
Hey, beautiful. How you doing?
I'm all right. How you doing?
I'm fine. Just listening to the conversation about politics. It is a very interesting conversation you guys had talking about.
How are you doing, Randy?
I'm fine. Weather is supposed to be so like warm where I am tomorrow, starting tomorrow. Even though it's not even half month, not even half over.
Yep, we've got rain going right now down here in 50. Yeah, it's a little chilly and then rain.
Hmm.
Well, hopefully now my allergies will start to clear up.
Are you sick?
No, just allergies. You know, with the cedar.
Right.
Dust, stuff like that. And
right,
once we
right.
get a rain, it kind of knocks it all down, which is very good.
Hmm.
And I do have a question too. Amazon is the Amazon Prime membership a monthly fee, Ms. V?
You can pay monthly or by the year.
Okay.
Hmm.
Because I had to renew mine just to buy some parts for my truck at a discounted price. And my car just got billed again. I was like, ooh, okay. So,
I was paying Amazon monthly, but because during Veterans Day, they gave veterans a special Amazon Prime rate, so I actually, because it was cheaper for me to do it, I was like, why should I pay $13 a month when I could pay this by the year? So I ended up getting Amazon, I forget what, for the year, so I paid it by the year, but I used to pay it by the month.
Yeah, it's, I think I'll figure it out Tuesday or sometime this month. That cancel that shit. Don't be taking it out of my credit card. Because I only order maybe 1-2 items a year, so it's not even worth it.
Hmm.
Okay, here you go. I'm going to read the states that convicted felons, and I want anybody who's convicted felon, because this is some education for you, so you'll know.
Hmm.
And I'm going to read this. I'm on the website thoughtcode.com. And this is where people convicted of felonies can vote in the U.S. And I'm going to read what they're saying. It says, states were banned while incarcerated. These states and the District of Columbia strip voting rights from people convicted of felonies while they are serving out their term, but restore them automatically once they are out of prison. Washington, D.C., Hawaii, Illinois, Indiana, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Montana, Nevada, New Hampshire, North Dakota, Ohio, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, and Utah.
Excuse me. Wow.
Those states, once the person is out of prison, convicted felons are allowed to vote. Okay, these states restored rights after completion of sentence. These states restore voting rights to those convicted of felony crimes only after they have completed their entire sentences, including prison term, parole, and probation, among other certain requirements. Alabama. So, Alabama, I apologize. I said if I was not wrong, I would apologize, right? Alabama,
yep.
Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, I apologize to you, Georgia, Idaho, Kansas, Louisiana, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, Nevada, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, North Carolina, Oklahoma. There you go.
Wow. So after
Oklahoma.
They complete terms and all that.
If, okay.
Then they
after they complete their entire sentence.
Everything.
Yes. So.
Wow.
Oklahoma. Let me finish. Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Washington, West Virginia, Wisconsin, Virginia, and Wyoming. Some of these states have instituted a waiting period of several years before felons who have completed their sentences can apply to vote again. States where the governor must reinstate voting rights, and these states' voting rights are not automatically restored, and in most cases, the governor must do it on a case-by-case basis. Now, this is fucked up. Arizona, only for repeat offenders. Iowa, Kentucky, Mississippi applies to certain felonies, can still vote for president. So in Mississippi, you can vote for the president, but you can't vote for shit else, okay? So the gentleman that you was talking about in Oklahoma, tell him to go find out because he can go vote.
Yeah, I'm going to let him know tomorrow.
But it is a misconception. And see, that's why we talk about stuff like this on this show, because we're not just here to talk about sex and talk about getting laid, even though we do like that. But we want to educate people, because this is something that we're in a voting season, and I think people need to know this. You know, your friend needs to know. He can go vote. Let your voice be heard. And I'm not saying that to be facetious. I'm saying it because I believe in this. You know, and it's sad, but it has been said for so long, and I'm going to tell you where it comes from. Okay, here it is. Okay, this is from 2012. I'm looking for the most votes. Okay, so we've covered pretty much, you can vote almost everywhere, but it's like, seriously, that's some shit of bullshit. You know, and it's messed up that, and part of that is because you know, I think that white America, when they first initiated that convicted felons cannot vote, you know, they put it out there, and now everybody thinks, oh, you got a felony, you can't vote. And that's not true. You know, and that's really fucked up that so many people think that they cannot vote.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And it's one of those things where it needs to be talked about, you know. Voter suppression is one of the biggest problems that we have in this country. And we're going to have a lot of voter suppression if people like me and others don't come out and say, hey, let me find out. Like I said, I had no problem saying if I'm wrong, I will apologize. And I said that at the beginning of the show, remember? And that was because I yelled at about Alabama and Florida. I got proven wrong. I'd rather be proven wrong than to be proven right on this issue, okay? I would rather be wrong than to be right. I'm happy that I was proven wrong. Just keeping it real. I'm glad that I was proven wrong.
Oh.
Hey, it's a serious thing, you know, and I think that people need to understand we're at a day and age where if you don't talk about voter suppression and what people can and can't do, then you're going to have a problem. We got a caller holding. But I want to get in real quick. Anybody who hasn't read the book, A Ain't for Apple, go get it. It's on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Greg read it. I think, Randy, I sent you the link because you asked me on one of my pages about it.
Yes. I got that information, yes.
And I'm big on education also. Reading is fundamental, and there is no shame. There is no shame in not being – the shame is not being able to read. The shame is not learning to read. And this is just another way to learn to read. And I'm going to talk about this book any and every time I get a chance because it is just like one of those things. But I'm going to bring our listener on because we've got like 19 minutes left and I don't want them to feel like we're ignoring them. Hey, caller, how you doing?
I'm all right. How you doing?
I'm all right. Where are you calling from, caller?
Georgia.
So what, you want to chime in on our conversation?
Well, I kind of just caught the tail end of it, so I don't know exactly what you guys was talking about. I kind of just caught in. So, I mean, if you want to catch me up to speed, that's cool. If not, I mean, it's up to you, it's your show. But I kind of caught in on the tail end of it.
We were talking about voter suppression, and I was telling people why they need to go out to vote, and I went in. Check some things because I was proven wrong. I thought that Alabama and Florida, if you were a convicted felon, you couldn't vote. And I went and did some research, and I basically just read out the states, but voter suppression, because we are in an election year, I was, you know, telling people to get out and vote. If you're a convicted felon and you think you can't vote, go and check, because I just read out a list of a whole lot of states where convicted felons can vote, and there are no restrictions. Some states have restrictions, but if you're a convicted, you know, if you know anybody who's convicted felon and they think they can't vote, tell them to go find out, because it's not true that once they get that felony that they can't vote, you know, and I call that voter suppression. So we were, you know, basically talking about getting out to vote and people going to educate themselves, and then there was a book that I was talking about, A Ain't for Apple, which is an adult literacy book that was written by a lady here in Detroit to teach adults how to read. And it is a real explicit book, but it's only 26 pages, but it is a truly learning book because the literacy rate among African-Americans is one of the lowest in the country. And part of it is that a lot of African-Americans, male and female, are, when you go have sex with a person, you don't say, by the way, can you read? Nobody asked that. You know, you might ask a person's FICO score, but nobody asked if you could read. And people are good. People cannot read are good at faking that they can't read. But this is a way for adults to learn how to read, you know. And it's not, it's actually, I learned things from the book. The book is actually educational, and I read the book, and I was like, wow, I didn't know that. And it was just some terms that were used.
Right. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Well, my whole thing about that is, I remember a time when I was growing up. You dig? Where like nobody I ever knew was even into politics like that. You dig? Like nobody voted, and life went on. Right. So therefore, you know, people only really started getting involved in politics, you know, during when the last presidential election happened. Then everybody now is a professional, and they know. They act like they've been doing it their entire lives. But when I was growing up, you dig, people weren't involved in that kind of stuff. You dig, life was going on. People made it. People didn't. You
okay,
know,
I've always
life.
Been involved in politics. I have
right,
politicians
well, you
in my
have,
family for
I'm
generations.
I'm speaking on people that I grew up with. You dig, like, that people
I
grew
was going to say,
with,
but that's not. Okay, I understand what you're saying. People you grew up with, because I was going to say, like, the people I grew up, I've always been around politicians. I have politicians in my family. I have my
I'm
first cousin is a politician down there. Actually, my cousin is, I think it's called College Park down there in Georgia. She's the mayor, and she just got
I'm
elected there. So I know there's nothing to be sorry about. I love the fact that my family is in politics. That's what we do.
Okay.
You know, there's nothing to be sorry
Respect.
About. An educated person is a good person. You know, because
yeah,
if you got a person in politics and they know
though.
What's going on, all politicians are not bad. I mean, and that's just like saying all black folks are bad, all white folks are bad. You just can't clump everybody together.
I agree with that. Yeah. You know what I was saying is that, you know, I remember when life just went on, right? You did people that wanted to make it in life, they made it. People that didn't and made excuses, they did not make it. They stayed stagnant for all these years. And I'm just saying,
right.
that kind of stuff just you know, it'd be in my head about it. Like, everybody's a political professional. Not speaking on you, because apparently you grew up with it in your family and all that, so I respect that. But, I mean, you did, most 90% of the people, man, they never was into politics, you know, when I was growing up. You know, they just got into it during the last presidential election. Now everybody's got they all professionals about it and all these things. And I'm just like, man, look, bro, I don't care who's doing what. As long as we don't have no dictator or no socialism,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to be all right. You dig? I'm going to be all right. I don't care who's doing what, but I'm going to be all right. You know what I'm saying? And that kind of just blows my mind that people talk like that. You know, that you know, people, you know, they all into politics nowadays. But I'm like, bro, look, it don't matter who you follow in politics, who all this and that, brother, what are you doing? You're either going to make it or you're not. And I'm just tired. You know, it just, that stuff bothers me, man. Like, people, they, man, look, man, politics ain't got nothing to do with what you're doing in life. If it ain't a dictator or socialism in your country, you can make it. You know, that gets on my nerves.
See, I'm a political sciences by trade. So when I look up on my wall, I see that degree that says political sciences on it. And then, family, we either sociologists or political scientists. I mean, that's not everybody.
But you guys
in my
made
family,
it, though, right?
Good.
But you guys are pretty good off, right? Like, you guys made it. You guys ain't making excuses. Like, you guys are actually doing, you know what I'm saying, handling your business, right?
But you know what? I have people in my family who are not on the same, you know, who are not politicians or even, you know, all they have is their high school diploma. I think that the people in my family who are doing the things they're doing it because they want to. Everybody, I have a family that I have, everybody was not given the same opportunities, and opportunities are out there. But I can tell you, this is going to sound crazy, but opportunities are like real estate: location, 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 and the location that people are at, you know, has a big impact. I'm going to speak on two states that I know where I can say location has hampered: the state of Tennessee and the state of Oklahoma. State of Oklahoma, Greg knows what I know about the state of Oklahoma, and I've got a chance to see some things firsthand. But the location,
right,
those two locations, you can have the most educated black person, but having an educated black person and having a suppression that is outside their control does not mean they're not making it. It just means that their location is not allowing them to make it. So
right. They
might not be blaming anybody, and they might be doing okay, but you can't say because a person doesn't have it or because a person is educated that makes them on a level that's different, because there are people who live in the North who have never been to college who are doing better than people who have been to college. But the location has a lot to do with it. You know, I use the real estate analogy because a lot of people know that in real estate, the best way to sell, they say when you go to buy a house, location, location, location. Well, that's the same way with everything in life, location, location, location. You know, and I can tell you that it is harder in some states than others to advance. And there are things that happen. People make mistakes. I mean, somebody could have been convicted on something that was really stupid. I mean, that's why a lot of states are trying to decriminalize marijuana, because it's a stupid charge that has made a lot of people convicted felons. You know, there are a lot of things that are out here that were done to suppress people. And it's not just African Americans. It was done to suppress poor people. So it didn't matter if you were black, white, yellow, purple, whatever. It was done to suppress poor people. A lot of laws were done to suppress poor people because they had nothing to do with color.
Right. Well,
initially, some of them were made for color. But a lot of them, especially when you look at the southern states, you had a lot of sharecroppers in Oklahoma, Alabama, Texas, Mississippi, Tennessee, Kentucky. You had a lot of sharecroppers that were also white people where they were sharecropping. And these people were held back just like black people. They might not have been treated as bad, but you can go to parts of these states or go to the Appalachian Mountains in Virginia or even states in the Appalachian Mountains, and you look at how they're living, and you say, why don't you have it? It's the location that they live at. It's not that they don't want it, because there are people who are still only making $3 an hour and working at the corner diner. But does that mean that they're any less than I am because I live in the state of Michigan and I work a decent job? I happen to live in a location that gives me that opportunity, but if I lived in the Appalachian Mountains, I might be just like those people, location, location, location. And sometimes you can't get out of where you live. We might sit here and say, oh, you need to go do this. But if you can't afford to drive down the street, how are you going to afford to go to another state?
Yeah, well, see, this is something that's been bothering me, though. You know, coming from where I come from, you dig what I'm saying? That kind of hits another base with me, though. But one thing that's been bothering me is that the main thing that I've been seeing throughout, all, you know, the places like where I come from, you know what I'm saying? The main thing that I've been seeing is that people, instead of actually telling somebody that, nah, bro, you can do this, and when you're an educated person yourself and you know what's out there, but the only thing you're telling everybody else that don't have your knowledge is that, brother, you're suppressed. The worst thing you can do to anybody is sell them this illusion of that they're suppressed and they'll never be able to do anything in life because somebody's going to put a boot on their throat. That is, like, the worst thing you can do to anybody at all. So these people that are so educated, right, these people that know what's going on, right, these people that's doing good for themselves, these people that know these things, when they do good for themselves, but then they look at, you know, everybody else in these places and say, nah, brother, suppressing, you know, selling this illusion to them like it's some big market, right? You know that you can't do nothing because somebody's going to put a boot on your throat. That is probably the most crippling thing that I've ever seen happen to anybody in my life. When you tell somebody constantly suppressing, racism, sex, all these different things, and you just keep pushing that into their brains, the motivation is gone at that point. You dig what I'm saying? Now they just hate the entire world, so they're going to end up going to prison or dying because now the anger is just going to flow out of them because they've been had all this shit jammed into their head, you dig, over the years or whatever, constantly, but that they're just worth nothing, that they can't do anything because this or that or whatever, somebody going to stop and do this and that. But I never hear nobody tell them, look, bro, it's like this, and this. You want to do this, do this, and this. No, I've never seen that. All I hear is all the negative. I've never heard nobody literally tell these people that come from where I come from, look, bro, I studied this, dog. This is what I learned by this. You see what I'm doing over here, bro? This is what it is. This, and this. I don't see that. They just tell them all the negative stuff. But nah, bro, you can, yeah, everybody out there, you can't do this, bro. You can't do that. Yeah, you just, hey, man, you just in the location. You just ruined, brother. Ain't nothing for you out here, you know, all that. I never hear nobody tell them that they really can do it. They just don't know any better. Nobody's telling them the steps. Nobody's breaking it down. Everybody just puts suppression and all this other mess in their head till they beat them down to the floor. Then they go to jail because now they're angry at the world because now they feel like they can't do nothing. That's crazy.
I can see that. And I mean, me got some college. I don't have a master's or anything. Some of the people that have tried to treat me that way are the ones with the most college experience. And it's like, okay, well, you're pretty smart in this area, but damn, I've lived a good life. I've done this. I think I'm a little bit smarter on you on a few things. Be positive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Always. It's positive. You know, my first thing, I wake up, sweet, I'm alive.
Yes, sir.
Same
yes,
here.
Sir.
I drive
Same
to work.
Here.
I make it. Hey, I got a vehicle that still runs.
Yes, sir.
I'm making money every 2 weeks. Man, I get paid. Oh, yeah. I find something positive in everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Sir.
Oh man, your friend died, and it's like, yeah, well, he's in a better place. I mean, well, he's dead. He don't have to do this and this. It's like, yeah, he don't have bills now.
Hmm.
I can always find something positive in any situation.
Yes, sir. That's all I'm saying.
Oh,
speak the light, man. Don't keep speaking that negative crap to all these people, man. You crippling them, dog. That's all I'm saying.
Exactly. That's it. Find something positive even out of something negative, and there is always something. You just got to change your mindset.
Yes, sir.
See, I'm like that every morning when I get up. I get up about 5 a.m. in the morning, even though I'm a little, maybe a little tired when I get up early in the morning.
Yep.
But I always think positive. When I go from the time I leave my place at 5:30 until the time I get to work at 6:30, always thinking positive. Don't think of the negative stuff. Even if some of the boss has to look over your shoulder sometimes. So so what? He just making sure that I'm all right.
But even if you don't have a job, bro, like this one, I'm speaking for the people that they're so low, they don't even have a job. You dig what I'm saying? Like, I'm speaking like for them people, you can still find positive. Look at it, bro. I got a brother, right? It's my dude. I've known him since elementary school. I got him a job before, you know what I'm saying? But he messed it up. You dig what I'm saying? Because he was on cocaine and stuff like that. So, you dig, like, but I've always helped him. You dig what I'm saying? So, what happened, brother, is that I always put this knowledge in his head, right? But he just chose just to do the opposite thing every time, right? So, you know, he's been in and out of jail, in and out of prison, all these things, brother. So eventually I just said, look, bro, you a grown man, dog. I'm a grown man. Damn it. You think I'm finna sit here and babysit you? I done gave you all this game and all this knowledge over all these years, brother, and I love you to death. I love you so much, right? You dig? But you just want to do what you want to do, you dig? And you don't never choose anything right. So instead of me still just steady trying to tell him and hold his hand, I'm like, look, brother, you're going to accept the consequences that come with your actions, you dig, as a man, because you chose to do that, even though I showed you another way. Mm-hmm. And you're not going to sit here and point your finger at the world and blame it on everybody and their mama. That's what you're not going to do, though, because you're not going to be my family. You dig what I'm saying? Or even nobody that I've messed with closely and point your finger at the world when you done had all this available to you, because I always put it in my – I always try to help everybody I'm close to. And even though I messed up myself, but I done been to jail, you done did this and that and all these things, right? But one thing that's never going to change about me, dog, I will always find a way to be all right. Always.
Mm-hmm.
Always find a way to be all right. Whether you got a job or you don't have a job, you dig what I'm saying? It's all about your choices that you make. You dig? And everybody do make mistakes. I made a mistake, but you know what happened? I had to go handle it. I had to do this. I had to handle the consequences of my mistake. And instead of pointing my finger at the judges and the police and everybody around me, no, I said, bro, you chose to do what you did. You dig what I'm saying? I'll be a man, take your lick on the chin, and come home, but then, you know, stop being a little woman about it and whining about everything, about the world don't like you. The world don't owe you shit, bro. The world don't like you at all. Yep. The world don't do shit for you. You don't. You gotta do it for yourself.
Yep.
If you don't,
that's right.
Guess who's gonna be left in the dust? You.
That's it.
And guess who you ain't gonna cry to? And not to me. I wish I would let the grown man come to me talking about, but I can't do this because of this. All right. Yeah, you's a clown too. Where's your damn red shoes at and your little button nose and shit? But you a clown too. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not gonna do that with me, bro. I try to uplift people. I don't sit there and give them damn excuses and shit. Talking about you can't do this and that because of this and that. New pilot. Man, look, hey, man, I'm finna go in. I'm gonna relax. I get passionate. I'm gonna stop.
Well, that thing, my sister, same thing. You know, years ago, she called crying. It was like, I need to move in with you with all my kids. And it was like, no, you don't. Well, I'll be living out my car. And it's like, I ain't got a place to stay. And it's like, hey, go down to Jesus' house. And the only thing I got out of that was fuck you, click.
Right. Right. The truth hurt us so bad, brother. They can't handle that shit, man.
2 years later, she cleaned herself up, got it off the drugs. Yep, now she's good.
God bless. God bless. God bless.
So, it's like, see, positive. You're not homeless. Just go down to Jesus' house. They're going to hold you and give you a room, bed, and take care of you for a little bit. Now get out there, get off that shit, and get a job.
Right. Even if you got to live on a bench, dog. I mean, if you got to live on a damn bench or you got to live up under a bridge, you got 24 hours in a damn day, dog. So when you wake up off of that damn park bench or you wake up from under that bridge every damn day, the sunlight, sundown, you got time to get out there and mow somebody's damn grass for $20. You dig what I'm saying? You can go out there and sell newspapers. Brother, you can go over there and pull people's weeds up in their house or whatever. There's so many damn things you can do for a few dollars to get you some food. And all the, you know, but people are just so caught up because, like I said again, everybody puts this negative shit in their head constantly, so they don't think they worth a damn, right? But, brother, some of the most artistic and creative people you'll ever meet in your life is from these places where they don't have shit going on. It's just because nobody came through there and slapped the shit out of their ignorant ass and say, look, bro, you're not an ignorant fucking animal. You're not going to go to damn prison if you straighten the fuck up and do this and do this and do this and do this. And if you don't do that,
Stop your damn whining. Take your list because you chose to live how the hell you wanted to live. Don't cry to me about it. Don't cry to the world about it, brother. You choose your life for yourself. And when you don't, if you don't tell people that, I mean, what are you really telling them then? You giving them all these damn excuses, but you ain't giving them no hand, no. I promise you that. That's all I'll be hearing.
That's true.
Well, with all that said, we done had a good show tonight. This is the quickest hour on the internet. We got to continue this conversation next week or a new conversation or whatever comes up. But I want to thank everybody for calling in. Have a great week, everybody. Talk
be
to you
awesome
next week.
Out there, people.
Bye-bye.
Be awesome. Make it happen. Ciao.
Bye.
I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby.